నమః భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 5, ది క్రియేటివ్ ఇంపెటస్, చాప్టర్ 11. జద భారత్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్ట్స్ కింగ్ రహుగణ, పార్ట్ 2, ద మైండ్. The Brahmana Jadabharat then said, "My dear king, although you are not at all experienced, you are trying to speak like a very experienced man. Consequently, you cannot be considered an experienced person. For an experienced person does not speak the way you are speaking about the relationship between master and servant, or about material pains and pleasures. These are simply external activities. Any advanced, experienced man, considering the absolute truth, does not talk in this way. My dear king, talks of the relationship between master and servant, king and subject, and so forth, are simply talks about material activities. People interested in material activities, which are expounded in the Vedas, are intent on performing material sacrifices, placing faith in their material activities. For such people, spiritual advancement is definitely not manifest. A dream becomes automatically known to a person as false and immaterial. And similarly, one eventually realizes that material happiness, either in this life or the next, on this planet or on a higher planet, is insignificant. When one realizes this, the Vedas, although an excellent source, are insufficient to bring about direct knowledge of the truth. For as long as the mind of the living entity is contaminated by the three modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance, one's mind is exactly like an independent, uncontrolled elephant. It simply expands its jurisdiction of pious and impious activities by utilizing the senses. The result is that the living entity remains in the material world to enjoy and suffer pleasures and pains due to material activity. Because the mind is absorbed in desires for pious and impious activities, naturally it is subjected to the transformations of lust and anger. In this way, it becomes attracted to material sense enjoyment. In other words, the mind is conducted by the modes of goodness, passion, and ignorance. There are 11 senses and 5 material elements, and out of these 16 items, the chief is the mind. Therefore, the mind brings about birth in different types of bodies among demigods, human beings, animals, and birds. When the mind is situated in a higher or lower position, it accepts a higher or lower material body. The materialistic mind, covering the living entity's soul, carries it to different species of life. This is called samsara, continued material existence. Due to the mind, the living entity suffers or enjoys material distress and happiness. Being thus illusioned, the mind further creates pious and impious activities as well as their corresponding karma, and thus the soul becomes conditioned. The mind makes the living entity within this material world wander throughout different species of life, and thus the living entity experiences mundane affairs in different forms, either as a human being, demigod, fat person, skinny person, and so forth. Learned scholars say that bodily appearance, bondage, and liberation are caused by the mind. When the living entity's mind becomes absorbed in sense gratification of this material world, it brings about one's conditioned life and suffering within the material situation. However, when the mind becomes unattached to material enjoyment, then it becomes the cause of liberation. It is just like when the flame in a lamp burns the wick improperly, the lamp is blackened. But when the lamp is filled with ghee and is burning properly, then there is bright illumination. So similarly, when the mind is absorbed in material sense gratification, it causes suffering. And when the mind is detached from material sense gratification, then the mind brings about the original brightness of Krishna consciousness. There are 5 working senses and 5 knowledge-acquiring senses, and there is also the false ego. In this way, there are 11 items for the mind's functions. O hero, the objects of the senses, such as sound and touch, the organic activities, such as evacuation, and the different types of bodies, society, friendship, and personality, are considered by learned scholars to be the fields of activity for the functions of the mind. Sound, touch, form, taste, and smell are the objects of the 5 knowledge-acquiring senses. Speech, touch, movement, evacuation, and sexual intercourse are the objects of the working senses. Besides these, there is another conception by which one thinks, this is my body, this is my society, this is my family, this is my nation, and so forth. This 11th function, that of the mind, is called false ego. According to some philosophers, this is the 12th function, and its field of activity is the material body. The physical elements, material nature, the original cause, culture, destiny, and the time element are all material causes. Agitated by these material causes, the 11 functions transform into hundreds of functions, and then into thousands, and then into millions. But all these transformations do not take place automatically by mutual combination. No, rather, they are all under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The individual soul, bereft of Krishna consciousness, has many ideas and activities created in the mind by the external energy. They have been existing from time immemorial. Sometimes they are manifest in the awakening state and in the dream state. But during deep sleep or unconsciousness or trance, they disappear. A person who is Jivan Mukta, liberated in this life, can see all these things vividly. So as explained above, there are 2 kinds of Kshetragya, the individual living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now listen carefully as I explain about God. God is the all-pervading cause of creation. He is full in himself and is not dependent upon others. He is perceived by hearing and also direct perception. He is self-effulgent and does not experience birth, death, old age, or disease. God is the controller of all the demigods, beginning with Lord Brahma. He is known as Narayana, and he is the shelter of all living entities after the annihilation of this material world. Narayana is full of all opulences, and He is the resting place of everything material. God is therefore also known as Vasudeva, the all-pervading Supreme Personality of Godhead. By His own potency, Vasudeva is present within the hearts of all living entities, just as the air or vital force is within the bodies of all beings, both moving and non-moving. In this way, He controls the material body. In His partial feature, the Supreme Personality of Godhead enters all bodies and controls them. My dear King Rahugana, as long as the conditioned soul accepts the material body and is not freed from the contamination of material enjoyment, and as long as one does not conquer the six enemies and come to the platform of self-realization, by awakening spiritual knowledge, one has to wander among different places and different species of life in this material world. Here, the six enemies are the five knowledge-acquiring senses and the mind, as explained by Krishna in chapter 15 of Bhagavad Gita, Manakshastan Indriyani Prakriti Shtani Karshati. The soul's designation, known as the mind, is the cause of all tribulations in this material world. As long as this fact is unknown to the conditioned living entity, he or she has to accept the miserable condition of the material body and wander within this universe in different positions. Because the mind is affected by disease, lamentation, illusion, attachment, greed, and enmity, it creates bondage and a false sense of intimacy within this material world. This uncontrolled mind is the greatest enemy of the living entity. If one neglects it or gives it a chance, the mind will grow more and more powerful and will eventually become victorious. Although the mind is not factual, still it is very strong. It covers the constitutional position of the soul. My dear King Rahugana, please try to conquer this mind by the weapon of service to the lotus feet of the spiritual master and the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Do this with great care and attention. Recorded April 5, 2024 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Om Namo Bhagavate Tubhyam Vasudevaya Vihmahi Pradyumna Yanirudaya Nama Sankarshan Nayacha. Dharmasya Mama Tubhyam Cha Kumaranang Bhavasya Cha Vijnanasya Cha Satvasya Parasyatma Parayanam Aho Bhata Swapachoto Gariyan Yajjivadre Vartate Namatubhyam Tepas Tapase Juhuvu Sasnur Arya Brahmanuchur Namagrinanti Yete Namasamaya Shuddhaya Purushaya Praya Cha Vasudevaya Satvaya Kavyang Bhagavate Namaha Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda 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 Jaya Jaya Govinda Hari Gopala Hari Gopala Hari Govinda Hari Govinda Hari Gopala Hari Gopala Hari Govinda Hari Jaya Jaya Deva Hari Jaya Sachinandana Gora Hari Govinda Hari Gopala Hari Gopala Hari Govinda Hari Jaya Jaya Deva Hari Jaya Sachinandana Gora Hari Nithai Gauranga Nithai Gauranga Nithai Gauranga Gora Hari Gora Hari Gora Hari Nithai Gauranga Gora Hari Gora Hari Jaya Gora Hari Nithai Gauranga Gora Hari Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Narada Muni says, "Let us all chant the glories of Vasudeva, along with his plenary full expansions, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, and Sankarsana." Lord Brahma says that the consciousness of that great personality, the Virat Purusha, is the abode of religious principles for himself, for Narada, and those of the four bachelors, Sanaka, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar, and Sanandana. That consciousness is also the abode of truth and transcendental knowledge. Devahuti prayed, "Oh, how glorious are they whose tongues are chanting your holy name! Even if born in the family of dog-eaters, such persons are worshipable. Persons who chant the holy name of your lordship must have executed all kinds of austerities and fire sacrifice and achieved all the good manners of the Aryans. To be chanting the holy name of your lordship, they must have bathed at all holy places of pilgrimage, they must have studied the Vedas, and fulfilled everything that is required. And the Prachetas prayed, O dear Lord, you have no enemies or friends, therefore you are equal to everyone. You cannot be contaminated by sinful activities, and your transcendental form is always beyond the material creation. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because you remain everywhere within all existence. You are consequently known as Vasudeva, and we offer our respectful obeisances unto you.